Hospitals are in short supply of masks, ventilators, and other equipment critical in the fight against COVID-19. And people are coming up with makeshift tools that might be able to add to the medical stock. Among them, a team of engineers in Southern Maryland, which took an X-Acto knife and a screwdriver and converted a machine often found in the back of a mother's closet. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
You know this sound? Mothers all over recognize it. It's the sound of a breast pump. Going back to work and hope to continue nursing, grab the breast pump. Hoping to sleep through the night and want your partner to feed the baby a bottle, pump.
You know, we might look at a breast pump and say, yep, you know, it serves its purpose.
Tommy Luganbill is the director of TechPort at the University of Maryland College Park. He works with the four engineers who came up with the idea to reverse the flow of air from a breast pump, which sucks, to a ventilator, which blows.
But when they look at it, they see a circuit board, they see a pump, they see tubing, they see electrical systems that are running it.
The four engineers, husband and wife Brandy and Grant Gerstner, Alex Scott and Rachel Labatt, have day jobs in Southern Maryland at the Patuxent River Naval Base. But Luganbill says they're independently working on this project.
Engineers, they think very similar to artists. They kind of see the world in a different way. When they look at things, they think about how items work as systems.
And that's exactly what happened when Brandy Gerstner was watching the news one night.
Seeing so much in the news about the shortage of ventilators and how we were going to be in a situation where we'd be running out, and it just dawned on her that, well, what if she could just take a breast pump and very simply just reverse the airflow?
After a bit of tinkering, the engineers thought their idea had a chance, a real chance of actually helping the thousands of hospitals that are desperate for ventilators. Luganbill got in touch with the medical center in Charles County, who contributed in their own way.
They actually provided us with a ventilation test kit, which is a huge advantage to the team to be able to start testing and validating.
The FDA has reached out, and Luganbill says they're in the process of receiving a fast-track approval. That would be very good news, as the cost to turn a breast pump into a ventilator costs a few $100s. Typical ventilators cost anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000. When Baltimore mom Elizabeth Miner saw the social media post about the project, she sprang into action.
Like so many women, I have two breast pumps hanging around my house that I no longer need.
Her two children are 3 and almost 2, and she stopped nursing, but she still hung on to her breast pump.
It always just feels wrong to throw them in the trash, but donating them is difficult and recycling them is difficult, and so they just sit around. So I was excited to have a way to put them to use.
She started posting on parenting boards and other listservs around the city, and pretty soon her trunk was full of breast pumps, ready to be converted. Luganbill says the project has been moving at lightning speed and hopes to get final approval in the coming days. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.